Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and Eliortano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
Eliortano Diablo.
And this week on the program, we are joined by comedian, radio presenter, writer, and fancy man about town, one third of the Blowjob Boys,
yep.
AJ DeCosimo.
The Blowjob Triplets, that's what they call us.
Yeah.
Because of all the cock we suck.
There's so much of it.
There's not enough of us.
Mm-hmm.
We need another set of triplets for all the cocks because we get 9 cocks.
It's a lot of cocks.
That's a lot. It's 9 is too many for 3 people.
Yeah, especially, you know, when some of the cocks are a little bigger and they should probably be worked on by one person.
I know. I'm thinking about having a, because that's what, mathematically 9 cocks, 3 people, that's 3. I only have 2 holes.
Yeah.
I got to make a new hole.
And we're the Blowjob Brothers, so
that's what they say.
You know, it's got to go in one hole.
Yeah.
3 at a time in one hole is a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
You know, with the shaving cream shit, I was just trying to think. I was like, man, if he was a luchador wrestler, who would he be? And I was like, I think a sweet name would be Razor Cremo.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Razor Cremo.
Ray Cremerio Jr. I'm in on that, dude. I've been on that, and I'm a high flyer. Everyone yeah,
absolutely.
Knows.
You're a luchador.
Yeah. I know. I am a luchador. Oh, my God. Gentlemen, I had the worst food poisoning
when?
This week.
Oh.
I'm like recovering from it. I lost 6 pounds.
All right. Well, let's go back to the very beginning. That's a good place to start.
Oh, my God.
Music.
Yeah.
So AJ.
Yeah.
Why do you hate Smashburgers?
Okay. So I'm going to talk about... I want to talk about the Smashburger as a philosophy.
Okay.
Okay. The Smashburger is a fast food burger.
Yeah.
Which I have nothing against a fast food burger. Mm. Like if I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to pay like $7, $8 for a Smashburger. Totally fine. But I don't know if you guys know, sometime in the last like 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. the Smashburger has become like a staple.
Yep.
And not like
it's another trend. It's another food trend.
It's a food trend.
It's just like bacon and truffles
bacon was,
and all that shit.
Yes,
man.
And truffle is
I
one.
I love all that shit.
Yeah, truffle's one that I was like fine with.
Yeah,
and
there people overdo it though. Still, they put it on everything, and it's like that don't go with.
I want to go somewhere, and I want to order a burger, and then it's just like okay. Yeah. Okay. Smash burgers on the menu. $25
for
a fucking smash burger, dude.
Yeah.
I'm this isn't Steak and Shake.
And they're like, right. Well, it's a double. And it's like, yeah, it's a double of
two
third pound patties that you smash and cook the fat out
of. If you pressed them any harder, they would they would confess to things they didn't do. All right. That's like
McDonald's sells human meat. McDonald's sells human meat.
Right, yeah, right. The Smashburger, I'm sure, was named in the Epstein files. Yeah. In fact, I like Jeffrey Epstein more than the Smashburger.
Really?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Jeffrey Epstein never charged me $25.
What did he charge you?
He always gave me friend prices.
Okay, well, friend prices are great.
Yeah, no.
I was going to say, did you ever play like Call of Duty though? And did you enact in microtransactions?
No, you know what? I never really. Video games was something that kind of missed me.
Yeah,
my generation.
I'm not like
a big gamer. I wanted.
I like
to have,
certain games.
I like sex.
I don't.
I know you don't. I don't know if you know this. This, Jeremy, because you're ace. I'm the J and AJ stands for asexual.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that about
him. I thought it was aromantic, but...
No.
Considering your last appearance on the program...
No, you know what? Like...
People, I thought it was aeronautic jokester.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was thinking about that. I listened to our past episode, and I think our past episode we talked about the Big Beef as well.
Yeah, we did. We definitely talked about Big Beef.
We're going to talk about Big Beef today, too, with the Smash Burger. You know, I realized, because that was about, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, that sounds about
people
right.
People change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, I was a romantic, I think. Like, just the idea of being in a relationship. But I met somebody that just kind of brought it out of me, that made me want to be.
Yeah.
Against my better judgment at times.
Well, I am glad that you two got together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's great. I mean, she drives me crazy sometimes.
Well, you're always going to have
But Alex
that.
Is the best. Yeah, man.
Who are you?
Alex Marinowski.
Oh, I don't know her.
Yeah,
do I know her?
We have sex with each other's bodies.
You've definitely met her.
Okay, sure.
She's been around.
You may have even had sex with her.
No, I didn't. I had my own shit going on back then. Mm. I wasn't doing the sleeping around the comedy scene.
I don't
trust those people.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, it's me and you, buddy. We're the only ones.
Yeah. And me up until Alex.
I'm trying to think, did I sleep with anybody in the comedy? I mean, Chelsea. But that was a 7-year fucking
That was so long ago.
No.
That was such a long time ago.
We broke up about a year ago. Right now,
like, he's like trying to cover his tracks up. The Smash Burger.
Yeah.
It's a burger if your favorite flavor is surface area.
or Lace. If your favorite flavor is Lace,
it's the it is an insecure burger.
But
dude.
But here's the thing, dude. Is I do like them, like when they're done correctly. Like, but I'm not paying $25 for one. That's the point.
It's a burger that Big Beef tricks you into paying $25 for to get a burger you can't get cooked to order.
Right.
I can't, like, so you're telling me you're going to charge me $25 for a burger? I can't order it at Rare? I can't get a Rare
No,
burger?
No, because it has to cook all
It
the
has
way
to
through.
Come out well done. And it's like, ooh, the caramelization. It has a crust.
That tastes good sometimes.
No, it's fine. But you can't, it's not a flex.
No, it's
not,
not
a point
a flex.
Of sale no, for me. No. If I ever went to buy a car.
They're like the Screech Powers of burgers.
Right. If I ever went to buy a car and then there's like, look at the caramelization on this Nissan Altima.
Mm.
I'd be like, I don't want to buy that car.
Now, all right. No, I'm sorry. I got sidetracked. Now I'm comparing burgers, different types of burgers to Saved by the Bell characters. Okay. I don't want an AC Slater. I don't want a Mondo burger. I don't want, you know, like something that is 3/4 of an inch thicker.
Give me a Screech. I want
That's
one
what I'm
that
saying. No,
Dirty Sanchez's.
No, a Screech is a Smash Burger.
Makes sex tapes. No, I don't think it is. I think the Smash Burger is the print. No, it's not even a Saved by the Bell character.
Okay.
The Smash Burger is
Kimmy Gibbler.
Is Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World.
No, his would have truffles on it and fucking.
But it would be Smash. He's so white. He's the whitest man in the history of television. So, he's still alive.
Oh my,
Mr. Feeny is
yeah, he's
go,
still
good
alive,
for him.
Dude. He's like,
I see Topanga making the rounds a lot
he's
again.
He's a centurion now.
He's probably a reptile person.
So I just checked because I always see this pop up on my delivery app over at Heart of Gold. Their double smash burger.
Yeah.
Which
I've had it.
What is it, like $40?
No, it comes with
my cousin works there.
Maggie Mayo, mm-hmm. which I'm not sure what that is.
It's Rod Stewart makes it
okay.
with his penis.
With the cum that he threw up.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. That doesn't mean that a place can't do a smash burger well. Because
yeah.
I do like Heart of Gold as an establishment. I've had their smash burger. I don't like the smash burger as a concept, but I'm sorry I keep stepping on what you're trying to say, right, Jeremy.
What I'm trying to say is this smash burger is $16.50,
Jesus,
and that is because I remember the smash burger being you only got it at Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
It was like that was their key thing.
And then Shake Shack came along.
Shake Shack, which is basically upscale Steak and Shake.
It is.
And but now, like, there are other burger scientists on the YouTube.
Okay,
are you talking about that one idiot,
Greg Motz?
Yep.
I actually like Greg
Motz.
Oh,
I like him too. I'm still going
to
call him an idiot.
I like him. But okay, so I actually was going to talk about Greg Motz for a second. There, he talks about the smash burger.
Yeah.
The original burger was a smash burger.
It was onions.
It was onions. And it was mustard beef. And the beef.
Yep.
Are you sure it was the original? Because the original burger was steamed.
No. The original smash burger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No. I think the original burger was a smash burger. I could be wrong. I'm not.
The one Shear's talking about. I'm sorry. The one Shear's talking about was from New England, and that it's like it's heralded as the original hamburger, and they cook the beef ball things in like this rotating thing. The place has been open.
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about now. And you're right. Yeah, the original burger wasn't a smash burger, but the smash burger was an original burger.
Yeah.
It was here for a while.
Okay.
But that's sort of like saying to me, it's just like, oh yeah, the smash burger is the Ford Model T.
No.
And then it's just like, okay, well, I mean, cars have moved on.
Yeah.
Right?
AJ, yeah. Where do you live at? Where, like, what part?
Garfield Heights.
Okay, so have you, I mean, it's out in Hinckley, but have you ever been to Foster's?
No.
Okay, so maybe we should take a trip out there.
Sure.
They have, like, I was just there a few weeks ago for my birthday. Great food, always, and they're known for their burgers. And I was like, okay, cool, I got a patty melt. Which was really cool.
Patricia melt?
Yeah. And I, Aunt Patricia melt. And I, when I got it, the burger was thick. And I was like, oh, I haven't had one of these in a while. And it fucking complimented it
so,
so
much
well.
Better.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
I'm a fat patty truther. All right. I'm a fat patty truther, dude.
All right. So Greg Motz.
Yeah. He's like the Tucker Carlson of the burger community. No, I mean, I actually enjoy him, but he's kind of, I guess, like a controversial figure
in
burgers. I don't know. You seem like you didn't like him.
No, I do. No,
oh,
I do.
Okay.
I do like him. I just think like he's just like. Sometimes he's a little too much for me is all I'm saying. Like,
he's definitely a personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. How do you feel about Greg Motz?
I think that he looks like every guy backstage at a show that's trying to sell everyone heroin.
Or acid.
He looks like the guy that got Anthony Bourdain addicted to heroin.
Yes.
He looks like Marc Maron if Marc Maron didn't just end his career.
But I like Greg Motz like quite a bit. And want to know what's like the most amazing thing about Greg Motz?
What's that?
Is that like I came on wanting to talk about smash burgers and the three of us just showed up gonna talk about burgers and neither one of us discussed that we even knew who Greg Motz was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like just the fact that we all knew who he was and we all came across his burger page.
Yeah.
Is that like a male thing?
Is
that like a guy thing?
I think the way I got he got into my algorithm was because like I was a huge Maddie Matheson fan from like 15 fucking years ago. So eventually I know they made a video together and then he did one with those First We Feast guys.
Yeah.
Like that big chubby dude. He's real good.
Yeah.
I just think it's a matter of being extremely online and interested in food.
Is that what it is? Yeah, that could be it.
Sure.
Because I know, like, if I went home and I asked Allie, I'm like, hey, do you know who Greg Motz is? She'd be like, I have no idea who
the guy who created applesauce?
Yeah, Motz is applesauce. That is his name, right? Greg Motz.
Oh, God.
I think it's M-O-T-Z, right?
It is definitely M-O-T-Z. I think it's Greg Motz.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the
my
world
favorite
renowned.
Is when he's cooking in like his little like fucking plug in and there's just grease and he's burning himself and shit.
Dude, I can watch people make a burger, dude.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's George Motz.
George Motz.
Okay.
George
all
Motz.
Right, right.
Georgie.
We were close. Motz is what matters.
Yeah, we got the Motz right. I remember like I knew when I brought him up that it was either George or Greg Motz. And like always, whenever I have a 50-50 chance,
you're wrong.
I'm wrong 100% of the time.
Well, I am not apologizing for getting his name wrong because fuck you. You look like drugs.
No, he's a CIA plant for Big Beef.
Yeah.
He's the Joe Rogan of beef. No, he's not.
No.
He's not. But he's a lot of fun. And like, I just disagree with him on the concept of the smash burger. Everybody does it, like caramelization. Like, ooh, it's caramelized. It's caramelized. We have a special sauce we put on it. And you know a burger is shitty when, like, a sale point is the sauce you have to put
on,
like, the burger.
Bro, we know you're putting Thousand Island on it. Just
right.
Like,
just say it's Thousand Island. And don't get me wrong. Every now and then, I want a Big Mac.
Fuck yeah.
I want a Big
Not
Mac.
Not anymore. Hey, don't ever eat. Don't eat.
Oh, my God. Is that where the Epstein meat went?
There is shit coming out that a lot of people expected or supposed for a long time that is pointing the fact that we are all cannibals.
Oh, I don't know. Show me the paper trail on that.
Oh, no, absolutely. But why is it talked about in there? That's weird.
In what? In the
emails.
Well, okay, hold on. Nowhere in the emails did it explicitly say people are eating babies. Did it explicitly say that in the email?
Code words, yeah.
You don't know what the code words mean?
Bro, dude,
you don't
what
know
the
what
fuck?
They mean?
All right, what the fuck
Jeremy,
it mean?
What could anything mean? I'm not going to make
a baby tastes like
up.
Cream cheese.
How do they know that that's what it, like, a baby tastes like cream cheese?
Because they fucking ate babies,
Jordan, close your eyes for a second. I'm not asking you to be a cannibal. I'm not asking you to be a cannibal. But if you imagine what a baby would taste like, it doesn't fucking taste like cream cheese.
How do you know?
I just said, like, let's close our eyes and imagine
like
what a baby tastes like. The absolute last thing a baby tastes like is cream
cheese.
You
want to know what? You want to know
probably
what?
Code, but it's not code for we're eating.
I'm just waiting
babies.
For you to fucking have a Freudian slip. It's like, no, they taste like shaving cream.
This is what I'm going to let the hate flow through me on. We all know. I'm on board. Everybody in the Epstein files was bad, right?
Yeah, sure.
Everybody.
Objectively.
Everybody, right?
I'm not going to make absolutist statements because I'm not a child.
Well, if you were, you'd taste like cream cheese.
Apparently.
So
he tastes like schmear.
This is what's... No, Jeremy, come back. Where are you going?
He ain't mad. He knew that was funny.
I know he's not mad. Okay, this is what's burning me up about the Epstein files. Let's use smash burgers as a door.
Ooh, yeah, let's
into the
do
Epstein
this. Yeah,
file.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. If you knew Jeffrey Epstein, if you were in pictures with Jeffrey Epstein, you fucking knew who he was and what he was doing.
Especially
you
after,
and I will make that absolute statement because we all have friends who are drug addicts, right?
Uh-huh.
You fucking know they're drug addicts.
Uh-huh.
If you had a friend who was a millionaire pimp, child pimp to the stars, allegedly. No, I'm kidding. It's not even allegedly.
Yeah, it's not.
What went to jail
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
You fucking knew who he was. So, like, that's bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
We know that all these people were engaging in human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad enough. I don't need to further try to, like, open like a door and glimpse into something that might not be there and say like they're eating kids now. And then when people are just like the media are covering up, the first thing the media wants to report are billionaires eating babies.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Yeah. They would rather report on eating the babies than fucking
than fucking the kids. Right?
I'm just saying it's like no, absolutely. They're going to
But then everybody's just
But they're not talking about it. That's
Hold on one second. Did Jeffrey Epstein or did he not go to prison for his crimes?
For 2 years, yes.
He went to prison for his crimes. Did he or did he not?
For a sweetheart deal.
Went to prison. He was in jail.
Yes.
He was convicted of all these things.
Yes.
He went to jail.
Are you talking about the first time or the second time?
I'm talking about the time when he died
in
prison.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. The second time. Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
so he went and he was convicted of their crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Did the news report on it? Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Yeah.
The media can't read the Epstein files and say like, oh, these code words might mean eating babies. That's like the most libel thing you could possibly print because we don't know what these codes mean.
Okay.
And everybody's like jumping the gun. It's like, oh, it has to mean. And then I'm going from like, oh, these code words might mean cannibalism, all the way to it most certainly is.
Okay, so let me ask you this then.
Okay, yeah, ask
with,
me this.
With the shit that we all said was crazy, the Pizzagate thing, and obviously there was no basement there. That not everything they said was going on there.
Sure.
I'm just saying the codes of what they use as those names for kids, like cheese pizza being, can I say it on that hair shirt? Like, will I get in trouble if I say child porn or something?
I mean, the algorithm has already relegated this to the bottom of the pack because we opened the podcast with the blowjob boys.
Okay. All right. Well, then whatever. So
we're just sucking nine cocks at a time.
Yeah, you're goddamn
yeah,
right.
So
we are.
This is buried.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you
all
can
right.
say whatever. You can say whatever. It's
yeah.
just like this is no longer going to be advertiser friendly.
Listen, am I being a bad liberal here?
No.
Am I being a bad liberal by saying that these people are monsters, but they probably were not eating people?
You don't think they were eating people?
No, I don't. And there's no proof. This is what I'm hating right now. I really hate everybody, and I love you.
Oh, I know.
This
I
is an attack.
I'm not taking
on you.
Offense.
I really hate all these people who have not went to the Department of Justice website to read the thousands of pages.
Millions
of pages that they actually released. Like, nobody has read these things. Nobody in my circle or any of our circle has actually went to the Department of Justice website and read these things. They're all getting this information from TikTokers and YouTubers who yeah. probably didn't read it either.
It is a whole bunch of summaries that are getting the most traction instead of
right.
like, people actually going.
Right. And, okay. And the sulfuric acid thing. I did some because I work in media.
You do.
I do work in media. I work in the news. Mm. I wanted to, what was it, the big thing that came out in the last couple of days was he bought like 330 gallons of sulfuric acid.
Okay.
On like the day that the FBI opened the investigation.
What was it? It was like
330 gallons of like sulfuric acid.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, why would he buy that? Why would he buy that? I'm like, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
Why would somebody? Because we all know what sulfuric acid's
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
I have a theory.
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
So Jeffrey Epstein was attempting to get back into schools, and he was going to target nerdy girls.
Okay.
And how he was going to do that.
Science experiments.
Yeah. He was going to like, hey, all you schools, Uncle Jeffrey here is going to bring you the sulfuric acid for your science experiments, and I would like to meet the fine young girls that are conducting these experiments. So it was a next step.
Yeah, nobody's reporting on all the baking soda and vinegar so they could make all the Play-Doh volcanoes.
Yeah.
Nobody's reporting on that. But no, apparently, like, you need sulfuric acid, like, on an island like that to, like it's some process, like, separates salt.
Okay.
From water.
Desalinization?
Yeah, it's something like that. And, like, tons of private islands do the same thing.
Hmm.
I mean, it's circumstantial that he bought it on the same day the FBI opened the investigation. But, like, the stuff that's in there is bad enough.
Yeah. That's,
like, it's
that
damning
is the
enough.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
I
don't need more. That's,
well, no. I need more if it's there. But, like, I'm not going to listen to, and with respect, Jordan, I'm not going to listen to people who haven't read these emails and these files tell me that it explicitly says cannibalism when it doesn't. But it's like, you got to show me where it says this, right?
Mm.
Am I being crazy?
You
have a microphone you should use.
I don't think you're being crazy. I just think it's more like, dude, there's all this stuff is coming out and just like, we made these people out to be fucking morons, and don't get me wrong, they were rooked too.
Sure.
They were 100% rooked, but so were we, and that was the fucking psyop. They wanted us to be like, these people are fucking crazy, and we did, and now...
See, but even when all that stuff was happening, I was just like, rich white guys behaving poorly. That doesn't shock me.
No, but
does that shock human trafficking?
So let me ask you this. Have you seen some of the videos that come out, like, of them torturing fucking kids?
Hold on.
Magnifying glass thing.
No, I've not seen.
All right,
this.
Dude. It is 100% from the files.
Okay.
It is Jeffrey Epstein has a maybe 10 to 12 year old girl tied down outside. And he is taking a magnifying glass and fucking burning her with it.
Am I allowed to watch that video? Like,
it's fucking public.
That's one of the issues that some of the survivors have had is that the CSAM videos were released.
Yeah, no. I know that. Like, and the abusers' names were redacted and the victims were made public. Like, that's a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's enough problems here that it's just like, okay, like,
when is enough enough?
No. If there's more, I want to know it. But
like the really sick shit?
Conspiracy theories, if they're legitimate, always turn into conspiracy facts.
Yeah, no shit.
They turn into conspiracies. Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. He did. He did. He 100% did. It's been 50 years. It's been less than 10 years since this whole Pizzagate thing started.
Yeah.
And we kind of know the extent of it now. Or at least we have like a really good idea of what this is. And it's Smashburger's problem.
It is, honestly, because the issue that the rich have had is we need a $25 item that our kids are going to like.
Yeah, so we can lure them in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, take them on the Lolita Express.
Thus, Smashburgers.
No, I
it's
mean,
a it's grooming a technique by elite pedophiles.
Yeah.
That, you know, are infesting our fancy restaurants and looking for a new crop of workers for the island.
Yep. Yeah. And guess what? The burger is the code for the kid, and the smash is what the fucking smash is.
Right. And everyone's just like, these code words. It's just like, well, you don't know what these code words mean. Do you know what these code words mean, Jerry?
I'm sure that if I go on a deep enough dive, I can use context clues.
Sure.
But, you know, the thing that I don't really want to bring up, but I will because I feel like I have to. I have PTSD. I don't want to deal with any of this shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I'm trying. I already have enough cognitive decline dealing with the trauma that I have to. So, like, when all this Epstein shit came out, like, I have a little bit more experience with CSAM and things of that nature than I'd care to disclose. And I'd rather not go into the weeds with it.
That's
because,
fair.
You know, I, as much as the truth is important to me, I'm trying to stay out of the mental hospital.
That's even more important to me.
So, like,
how did we get to where we're at? how did we get here?
I think it all started when JFK died.
No, I don't mean we started.
Oh, we're not. Oh, my bad.
We started with Smashburgers.
Oh,
I can tell you what happened.
I mean,
what happened?
I don't know.
Was it me?
You said that you like Jeffrey Epstein.
I did say that. I did say that. And then you started going down like they're cannibals.
I mean, I thought if you saw the earnesty in my face, I was like, oh, I guess we're doing this then. Here we go.
Well, I had to get there because I also have trauma too, Jeremy, with the Smashburger.
Yeah.
I don't want to compare.
It's look, I completely understand Smashburger trauma, especially because there's a certain sizzle that'll just bring the memories back.
You son of a bitch.
See,
me and Jeremy got Shake Shack a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
And it was good, wasn't it?
He got the runs.
Oh, no,
bad.
And they got a good, I mean, because their special sauce is not like fucking Thousand Island. It's a smoky sauce.
No, it's like
sauce.
An actual smoky.
And like those red peppers
sauce.
On it. Like that's, I like that play. And is Five Guys a smash burger?
No, Five Guys is
it's just
a burger.
Burger. Okay.
Just a burger.
It's just
a well-done patty, which is fine.
Yeah, no, if it's done quick and there's still juice, it doesn't matter. It's when you cook the fucking shit out of it.
For me, the action is the juice. Mm. Right?
Jeremy's roommate likes fucking well-done steaks.
That's insane. Who's your roommate?
Marty.
Marty? I already thought he was crazy. He's fucking batshit insane. He likes well-done steaks.
Hey, fillets. Man. Well-done fillets.
That's a... All right. Okay. All right,
this
Marty.
This is big beef.
All right, this is big beef, like brainwashing him into thinking that well-done beef is beef.
He just has texture things, and he likes what he likes.
You're allowed to like what you like. That's fine. I'm just asking you to consider the bovine.
I would prefer that he would consider the bovine. I would also like, when we go out for steak, it is embarrassing to sit with someone that is ordering a well-done steak.
It truly is. Listen, taste. Did you read my Bad Bunny piece that I wrote for Spin recently?
Yes.
The one I did for Bad Bunny. Taste is your taste, and that's totally fine.
Yes.
But let's not pretend that certain things aren't what they are. And Marty, you've been brainwashed by Big Beef into believing that well-done steak is the right way to have a steak.
It's not.
It's not. But that's okay. If that's what you like and that's what you want to buy, we live in a capitalist society against my wishes. But
I mean, to me, it's just literally, it's a just throwaway of money.
Well,
it's a waste of life. That animal died.
Does he put A1 on it?
No.
Okay.
That's okay. Okay. No, well, Marty's Marty.
He likes what he likes, man. Like,
I'm not judging him for it. I just think it's funny.
It is. Like, he makes steaks at home, too, and he butter bases the well-done steaks. And, like, I will eat those because it's my roommate is making me a steak. That's very nice of him.
Yeah.
That's
very nice.
Yeah, so it's like, and it's butter basted, so it still tastes good.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's just weird because it's well done.
Like, the thing is like, when it comes to, like, a piece of well done meat, like, we talked about, like, certain.
Jordan.
God damn it, I'm sorry. We keep, like, a well done. If it's done, like, quickly and not burnt, obviously, but if it's done quickly. And you can maintain, like, the juice. I mean, like you said, Five Guys is a well-done burger, but it's good.
But
because
it's a burger. It's not a steak.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not like it. A burger is a piece of the animal that was ground up and mishmashed together.
Sure.
And moved around and then, like, tossed aside. A steak is actually you cut it off the animal and you fucking throw it on the thing. Do you guys like veal?
Yeah, it's not like my favorite thing in the world, but yes, it's fine.
Do you like veal?
You do? To me, veal tastes like cream cheese.
Really? I can see that.
All right, gotta add somebody to my list real quick.
Are we sure that cream cheese isn't just code for loads eaten out of an asshole? Because that taste like cream cheese.
What age was the asshole? Okay, well, you're not asking the right questions.
Oh my God, I'm going to lose every writing job ever.
What's funny is I was thinking about this the other day. Is like when we used to do these. I still said wild shit, but like since we've been back, I've kind of just been like, I'm saying what I'm going
to
say.
No, and to be clear, I will stand corrected if one day things come out that people were cannibals. I will stand corrected. I will walk back. I will make a third appearance on this podcast, and I will say I was wrong. Jeremy, you've known me for a long time now.
I have.
Jordan, you've known me for a long time now. I'm not one to say that I'm not wrong when I am.
Oh no,
I'll admit that I'm wrong.
Oh yeah. I think I love that because, like, I'm the same. Like, when I'm wrong, I don't like to admit it, but I'll do it.
I'll gladly admit it.
Yeah, it's like
I don't sink my correctness to my identity.
You can't be a Pam Bondi and just think you fucking heels.
Listen, the Dow is over 50,000 right now. Okay,
it is.
The Dow is over 50,000.
Have you?
Why are we talking about Smashburgers?
Have you apologized to Donald Trump? Every single one
of you?
Of you.
All of you.
Everybody listening to this podcast, have you apologized?
Have you apologized?
To Donald Trump?
Have you apologized to
Donald
Trump?
She wouldn't even look at those fucking people. That lady sucks.
Yeah, Pam Bondi's the worst.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I don't know. I think Smashburgers might be a bigger problem than Pam Bondi.
Really?
Yeah. Buddy. Well, I'm going to be honest. Like, this is another way for Big Beef to get carcinogens into your system.
Yeah.
Because those crusted, lacy edges.
Yeah, that's
edges,
isn't that, they've always said that, like, when once it starts to crust, it, that becomes carcinogen, right?
Yeah. So, this is just another trend. Like, cigarettes are done. The only people that are smoking cigarettes are degenerates. They're not getting any new.
The three of us plus my girlfriend are the only people I know that still smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm not, like, I'm not going to give it up, dude. Like, what's the fucking point?
Well, I mean, I think it would probably be good if we all did, but I'm probably not going to.
I mean, I guess, AJ, we don't have to. We don't have to go into this, but I guess it depends on how long. I guess it depends on how long you think the human race is going to fucking be here.
Well, I am a cautious. I took the gray pill.
Okay.
I don't know if you are familiar with that concept, right?
I have never heard somebody say that they were taking the gray pill before.
Okay, so I don't know where I heard this. I might have actually heard this on, like, where did I hear this? I know Rogan does use this a lot, but I don't think I heard it there because I don't really listen to his show. But there's, like, white pill people who are just like, everything's going to be great no matter how bad everything is right now.
Okay.
Like, everything's going to be fine.
Oh, terminal optimism.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, toxic positivity.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is the black pill to white pill spectrum?
Yeah, and then there's the black pill, which is just sort of like,
dude, we're fucking fucked.
Dude. We're fucking dude. Everyone's going to die. I'm like a gray pill guy. It's just like, no, things are, like, really bad and things are terrible, especially with the smash burger. But it's just like, I think we can get through this. I think we will. I think the worst of, don't get me wrong, this is really bad.
Yeah.
But the worst of human history, we have survived, right? I mean, when we're talking about, like, disease, the Ice Age, like, it's slavery, right?
Yeah, agreed.
I'm not saying that there's not still slavery.
No. Yeah,
There's absolutely still slavery.
But yeah. The difference between then and now is mutually assured destruction. That's the difference.
But what's assured about it?
Dude, somebody's going to fire off a nuke.
No, I don't buy that. I'm not saying
that's going to happen. I'm saying it could happen.
It could, but that's not mutually assured. That's not assured.
Oh, no. If one goes off, they're all going off.
Yeah, you're right. That is mutually assured. But, like, you got to follow where the money goes. Like, it's in no country's economic financial interest to launch a nuke at anybody. It doesn't make sense.
No, it does because afterwards, after it's wiped out, you wiped it out, you get to step in there and make it in your fucking image.
Have you ever played, there was a strategy game that came out a very long time ago called the Third World War. And one of the strategies to win the game was to nuke an opponent. Because it brought down the value of their currency and their property and their trade deficits with other countries.
Yeah.
And then you could move in and invest in those things and basically take over their entire economy without, all you had to do was piss off every other country in the world.
Well, yeah, but Okay, so let's play this fantasy game here.
Yes, because this is all a fantasy.
Right,
I don't think nuclear weapons are on the table except for Trump.
No, I don't even think they're on the table for him. I think that he'll be deposed before that happens.
Mm.
I certainly believe it. I don't believe. I don't want to say that it's not a really bad time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is. It's a really bad time, but I can't. Do you know what I have, what gives me hope? Do you know what gives me hope through all of this? And I think you guys would be like, AJ, that's a really good point.
Okay.
Is I have faith in the insidious greed and self trajectory of Washington, D.C.
Hmm.
I believe in that. And not in a good way, but... Okay. I do not, like, everybody who's afraid was like, oh, like, we're slipping into a tyrannical fascist state. It's like, well, I just watched the Democrats who hold the minority power minority of power shut down the U.S. government in the longest shutdown in U.S. history, right? We still have a midterm election coming. And it explicitly states in the Constitution that the president can't serve more than two terms. And it's going to be other people's turn to take a bite at the apple.
The thing is he...
In 28. And I don't believe these people are sick of it. Up until last year, who did you think was Trump's biggest sycophant? It was March.
March of last year?
No, Marge. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
She's fucking out.
Yeah.
Boebert is on her way out. Musk was out.
She said some shit the other day that I was like, wow, it seems like she was double a doubt again.
Well, I mean, she agrees with certain things. They don't like the cover-up of the Epstein files. But I don't know. I just feel like I know how Washington has always worked. And just the idea that, like, you're not going to stop J.D. You think people are only as loyal as their opportunities are.
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance is going to... He has the nomination, pretty much. Him or Rubio or DeSantis are going to have the nomination in 28. You think they're going to let Trump's shit-talking get in the way of that?
He's going to be dead, dude.
Maybe.
No, I'm telling
you. I love
you,
Joe, but you speak with like certainty.
No, I'm just saying, like, dude, he is cognitively declining so fast, and it is like blatant, and you can't prop somebody up like that for so long. He's already starting to say wild shit that they're trying to walk back.
It's only three more years. And he's always said wild shit. But Jeremy, you were saying something too
as well. I was saying that the main problem is a J.D. Vance presidency means the expansion of the Smashburger, because he really grew up on the Steak and Shake.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, did he?
He's got to, because he grew up in a poor Appalachian area.
Yeah, I didn't.
And Steak and Shake kind of infested that region.
Really?
Yeah. Like oftentimes when I was out and about, Steak and Shake is where I would stop to buy drugs.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I think that J.D. Vance, once he gets in, I think he's gonna start Couch Burger.
Couch Burger.
Because he fucks couches.
Yeah. I'm just trying to picture the process that is.
Well, you eat the burger on the couch. It's a big, comfy couch.
Okay.
We're sitting on the couch that he fucked.
I'm trying to. Well, we're actually shooting that.
we're actually what?
It's a Sad Boys script. Kristen Gailwood wrote something about, and then we're gonna.
That's awesome.
When it's done, you'll see it. But. No, I was just picturing, like, that's how they're smashing the patties.
With a couch?
No, while you're fucking the couch, you've got underneath a cushion.
It gives a new meaning to smash
you.
Burgers.
I don't know about you, but I've smashed a few patties myself, if you know what I mean.
I do know.
Oh,
what you
man.
Mean.
That's
you know what's crazy is I feel like, I don't know, like, I've never been in the Sad Boys, but I feel like I'm a very close Sad Boys ally.
Yeah.
I always have been. I feel like I'm, like, as close as you can get to the Sad Boys without have ever been in the Sad Boys, because I'm, like, very good friends with all of you.
Yep.
But, like, I'm not in it, and I don't make sketches with you guys.
Have I ever been on a Sad Boys show, Jeremy?
Not in the
sketches, but did I do stand up at one of them?
No, we used to do those back-to-back shows where we'd tape episodes of The Hate Flow and then do
The live ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like an NPC character in the Sad Boys, the Sad Boys video game
in the Sad Town Extended Universe.
Yeah, I'm like an NPC. It's like, you know, gotta go to AJ's house to get the jelly beans.
Sad Boy MMO.
Gotta go to the Uncle AJ's house to get the jelly beans.
I was gonna ask you to play something in the script.
I would love to.
I had written, since I don't know when we're going to get to this, I wrote a script where the Italians in Sad Town still talk like stereotypical Italians, but they wore Roman outfits and had Roman lifestyles.
That's very funny.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to get to it, but...
You actually kind of reminded me of a thought that I had last week.
What's that?
And it kind of reinforced why I don't believe in ghosts.
Okay.
Okay. Do you believe in ghosts? I don't want to offend you.
No.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in something. I don't think it's ghosts, per se. I believe in supernatural shit.
Okay. Do you ever notice, like, every single ghost story, it's, like, from, like, the Elizabethan era on? Like, no one's ever seen the ghost of, like, a Roman centurion.
Yeah.
Because, like, nobody was, like, thinking about life after death that way. Nobody's ever seen, like, a Sasquatch ghost. Or, like, the ghost of a caveman hitting a stick.
Well, what about the Civil War ghost that people see at Gettysburg?
Yeah, but that's the Elizabethan era on.
Oh, you mean, oh.
Yeah, like.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe, like, Elizabeth, or would that be, like, the Victorian era? I don't know. I have my foofy British history all mixed up.
You're, but, like, you Elizabethan know what I mean. Is, like, you know, 1600s.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's always from, like, the 1600s on. They're always in, like a, I saw a lady in a dress.
Mm.
It's not a lady in a dress.
Not like a knight fucking...
Yeah, you never hear, like, about ghosts that, like, just wander around, like, in the Arabic world. Like, from, like, thousands
of years
ago.
Well, they would just look like translucent terrorists.
Right, you never hear stories about ghosts in, like, Japan. I don't... No, but I'm talking, like, pre... A certain time period.
Their conception of the supernatural is not the same as ours.
No.
Like, they talk about ancestor spirits from like thousands of years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're very like in tune, different from other Eastern cultures, but they have their own kind of like thought process.
No. I'm talking about hauntings, though. Like, is there hauntings in Japanese ghost traditions?
I mean, they say
that suicide forest is very haunted.
Okay.
Yeah, they have their own.
And like I said,
it's different.
Real quick, Age. I ghosts per se. I think that there are. I've said this for years. I think that the world or whatever, you can call it God, call it Satan, whatever. I think there's a positive energy. I think there's a negative energy. And I think that they interweave themselves into things. And that's why, like, when people see, like, a apparition of a old dead relative, I think that that is more like a manipulation of whatever's doing it to... Whatever they're.
That sounds like a whole bunch of fucking communist gobbledygook to me.
Yeah.
I just want to put it out there that I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
You're what?
I'm not afraid of any ghosts.
No, we're the ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
But I do hear it likes the girls. So the ghosts are in the Epstein piles, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I can't think about that. I've had a traumatic past, and I don't want to think about the Epstein files right now, Jeremy.
That's fair. I don't want to either.
I don't want to think about the Epstein files.
I want to think about how the you don't see people like actually seeing sheet ghost hauntings.
No, you don't. Where did that come from? It's all a bunch. You know what I think it is? I think it's a bunch of horse pucky.
Horse pucky?
I think it's a whole bunch of horse
pucky.
Those
are strong words.
I agree.
I think it's horse pucky, if you ask me.
Yeah, I wonder where that came from.
I think it's a bunch of junk.
I wonder where that came from.
I think it was people were trying to trick their dumb relatives in olden times.
They were trying to sell their... They were trying to traffic their relatives.
Yes, they were trying to traffic their relatives, and in order to get them to sign their rights over to their more greedy other relatives,
the trick,
they would get scared by people hidden in corners,
boo,
pulling up sheets and going,
boo. You know what I think about sometimes that makes me happy? That doesn't make me happy. It actually kind of makes me feel a little melancholy.
Okay.
Is, you know, the Count?
Yes.
Like from Sesame Street?
Yeah, that implied like he was a person once that was like turned into a vampire. Like he was just like a human Muppet. like a vampire attacked him. And imagine him going like,
like, see, this is why we need to hang out more, dude. Because I would have never thought of that. And, like, oh, shit.
And we only see, like, the count when he's on camera, right?
Yeah.
We only see the count when he's just like, I count a one, a two, a three. But, like, when he's off camera, do you think he's like, I count the days?
See, like, but like,
that's all I have.
But there are, there's a flip
side. They never
side.
End.
There's a flip side of this that, though.
Wretched curse of the vampire.
And Dave Chappelle talked about it. He's a vampire pimp.
Who, like, the Count?
Yeah. Oh,
what Dave makes you think? He, Dave are you, are you, wait, hold on. Are you saying that the Count is Muppet Epstein?
Nah. I don't know. How old were they? I mean, like, he's just like, bitch, you owe me money. How much? One, two, three. I think it's killing him softly that he did it. It's fucking hilarious.
I don't know, man.
I would like to know who sired the Count. Who was, they were like, this...
Their guide?
No, the...
No, who, like, made him a Count.
Oh, a Count. Okay, no, not a vampire.
Who made him a vampire? Sire is the...
okay. You're right. Yeah.
So, like, who mentored him? Because that's what normally what they do.
You're right. Or well, is that an Anne Rice invention? Or is that a traditional...
I was literally about to bring up...
Is that a traditional, like, part of vampire folklore that you're sired and mentored by an elder vampire?
All vampire folklore. Vampire folklore goes through Anne Rice. That's it.
Well, no. I mean, she's a very important part of vampire folklore. So, but you have a good point. Who sired the Count? That's a good point. Did it look like a Muppet? Or did it look like a person? Because in Sesame Street, there's people and Muppets cohabitating and living.
What if it was another Muppet?
Somewhere there is a... Maybe
that's...
Okay, so this is what happened. The Count was just a normal everyday Muppet, and there was an evil vampire Muppet that buried him alive after infecting him with vampire blood. The Count had to dig his way out of his grave. He went crazy, killed his sire, and then the only thing that keeps him calm is counting.
That's the only thing he has. That's the only thing he has left.
So it's kind of like Kill Bill.
How come there's no Muppets going missing? How does he feed? How does the Count feed?
Maybe he
sucks blood. He's a vampire.
Well, he was in the Epstein files, so here we go.
Oh my God,
my theory is that, you know, to construct these Muppets, there are a lot of scraps. Perhaps that's what the Count feeds off of
the scraps.
Muppet scraps.
Like, oh, we gotta build this one a new arm. Give that one to the Count.
Yeah. What's the girl Muppet's
that's
name?
That's trafficking!
Abby Kadabby.
Yeah.
Do you ever think he, like, stalks Abby Kadabby at night, like, outside of her window? Mm. And he's just like, whoa.
One, whoa. Two, three Z's.
Do they cross over with the Muppets? Or is it just Sesame Street just?
No, they cross over with the Muppets.
So they cross over with the Muppets.
They cross over with the Muppets. They intermingle.
So, like, who's this familiar then? Who's his familiar?
Oh, so you think that the Count gave some of... Muppets don't have blood.
Then how can he be a... This is insane, am I right?
Yeah.
This is insane. Yeah. You know what else is crazy? Think about how much white shit comes out of Big Bird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And blood, because there's somebody in there.
The Muppets don't have blood.
Well, then they don't have shit either.
Dude, all right, yo... Big Bird was
to have shit.
He was not just a puppet. He was a Muppet. He was a guy in a fucking suit.
No. In Muppet world and Henson world.
Okay, they're just Muppets.
They have to. But they have to have, like, human functions because, like, they get horny.
Okay.
Right?
Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy. Like, so there's obvious, like, implication that there's fornication.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's implied. Right? They have to shit. Cookie Monster eats. It has to go somewhere.
Yeah. That's true. There's not... Maybe the Count is just more in touch with the void that exists inside all Muppets.
Maybe.
Oh,
that's actually very profound.
Yeah.
There's no blood. There's no shit. There's just a void inside of them where everything goes. And
he's kind of like an energy vampire then. He's not sucking the blood. He's kind of feeding off their idiocy.
That could be it.
Huh.
And the idiocy never stops, so he's always full.
Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting. What were we talking about? Smash Burgers?
The void inside of us all that exists thanks to the Muppets.
And Smash Burgers.
Smash Burgers has created a meat-sized hole in my heart. Because I'm going to be honest, I don't want to pay for a 2-ounce patty.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Mm-mm. Unless I'm going to White Castle. You know what I mean?
Well, once again, but you're only paying like what? $1.50 a burger?
If that, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're only paying like $1.50.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, dude, I'll get this. I'm fucking starving.
Yeah.
But like, I'm going to go sit down and eat at a restaurant, and the only burger they have on the menu is a smash burger.
And it's $25.
And it's right. Like you said, or $16.50 is too much.
Mm-hmm.
How much was the Steak and Shake burger when you went?
Dude, I was paying
expensive. The most I was paying for Steak and Shake burgers when I would go on a regular basis because I was buying drugs there was $6.99.
$6.99. When you guys went, do you remember how much the Steak and Shake burger was?
Wait, when?
You said you went to Steak and Shake.
No,
recently.
We went to Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. That was $11.89.
Right, and that's like the most I'm going to pay for a smash burger.
Sure.
Right, because it's still a fast food burger. If I'm like in a dining restaurant,
yeah,
don't fucking give me a smash burger. I don't want it.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Stevenson's? On the east side?
No.
That's like one of the best burgers in Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, I have I have made a point to go to a lot of really fine burger establishments in Cleveland. The one year I went to every single burger place that was like nominated for best burger in Cleveland.
Nice.
In Cleveland City. That was like something that I made a pilgrimage to. I think like
did you post any videos of that or no?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
My two favorite burger places in Cleveland is Gunselman's.
Gunselman's
is unbelievable.
Agreed. 100%.
Gunselman's and Hex is really good.
Hex is also Hex, really
Hex
good.
Hex is a really good burger.
Hex is good. It's sometimes I think like a burger they do a little, and I like burgers where you do a little too much. Mm-hmm. But like if I'm going for like a burger, like Gunselman's is a good special burger, but it's still just a burger.
Yeah.
And Stevenson's I feel is the same thing. It's kind of like a Big Mac, but it's dude, it's like $6 for a fucking huge burger.
Hell yeah, dude.
So maybe we should do that.
Yeah, let's all get burgers. Yeah. You guys want to get burgers?
Oh, man.
So, AJ, where can we find you on the internet?
Oh, you can find me at AJ DeCazzo on Instagram, Twitter, or it's X now. I haven't even been on X in a while, and Facebook. I've been contributing a lot for Spin Magazine lately.
Really? Because the algorithm buries shit, but I got to get your number if I didn't already. And so we can, like, communicate more.
We're going definitely. To get burgers. You can get his number.
Yeah, dude, let's go get burgers. Not today.
Yeah, no, soon.
But yeah, definitely soon.
Oh, I thought we were going today.
No, that's I told you. I got to go back.
Oh, did you want to get burgers today?
I got to go back, though. Yeah,
he's got to go back. Oh, I got to go. I'm.
But no, let's do that very soon.
Yeah, let's go get burgers, man.
I'm back up in Cleveland in beginning
saying.
Of March.
Yeah,
so.
Like the Brooklyn area, yeah. You're saying. Yeah.
Like right at Ridge Park Square. Right, actually, same street that Drew Carey's house is on.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
He still owns a house here, and he comes here quite a bit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. When he's not in L.A., he comes back, I think, for like the spring, part of summer, part of fall.
Hell yeah, dude.
Please do not stalk Drew Carey.
No, I'm not going to. No, absolutely not. He likes the Grateful Dead and fish. I can't do that.
Oh, my God. I should have talked about Grateful Dead.
This is not the last time you're going to be on this show.
I should have talked Grateful Dead, dude.
Oh, yeah. We could do that.
Bob Weir's dead. I've never been more grateful. No, I mean, it's
I haven't been so grateful since Jerry died.
Right. I mean, it's, well, Phil Lesh, I think, died. But yeah, Phil Lesh died. Last year, the year before.
Oh, okay.
I will say this though, like even I don't know if I ever told you, I'm not a Zeppelin guy.
I'm not either.
I don't like.
I respect
Zeppelin.
Certain things about it, but it's just not my thing.
Are you a Zeppelin guy, Jeremy?
I wouldn't call myself a Zeppelin guy. I would call myself an appreciator of two or three songs.
Okay.
I really like "Touch of Grey" by Grateful Dead. That's a really good song.
I've never heard a Grateful Dead song.
That's a really, really good song. But outside of that, like. I don't. If I would rather fuck my dad than listen to Fire.
Did
on
you
the Mountain.
Hear? All right, real quick before we go, did you hear the Grateful Dead Epstein thing? And that,
get the fuck out!
Oh,
of here,
dude, dude, it's great! It's great.
See, Jerry, I brought it up once.
So no. But check this out. So the reason that like what it's called Dead and Friends or something that they were doing, I guess in 2015. Epstein and a couple other people bought up because it used to be like not cheap, but like relatively relative. In 2015, they bought all the tickets and then just fucking marked them up. And ever since then, the market for those tickets has been that high.
Wow.
And it's directly linked to Epstein.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's because
he was always scamming people. He was always looking for a way to make money.
Yeah, he was always looking for a buck, that Jeff.
Yeah.
That Jeffy.
So before we go, I have one final question for you, AJ.
Yeah, man.
When you fuck your dad to avoid the Grateful Dead, are you bottoming or topping your dad?
I'm topping.
You're topping.
He doesn't. He's in his 60s now. He just doesn't have.
Okay.
He doesn't have the stamina.
The acumen.
Yeah, he doesn't have the gas.
Fair enough. And are you going until he comes, or are you going toward until you come?
It's not about coming. I don't know.
Dude, it's not about
it's
the
power.
Orgasm. It's the journey.
No, the journey.
Yeah, have you ever seen Glengarry Glen Ross?
I have.
Do you remember when that really creepy monologue Pacino gives to he's an unnamed, but Jonathan Pryce is the actor.
Yeah.
Where he goes, you know, it's me. He's like, the sex isn't about the orgasm. He's just like, no, it's about the look on a woman's face. He's just like... It's not about how you get
such,
there.
Such
it's like nobody asked. Like, nobody asked him. He's just like sitting there just brooding. Glengarry Glen Ross is one of the funniest movies ever.
Funniest,
made.
Most
it's
dramatic.
So fucking funny.
It's like the range of emotions that movie does pull out is insane. Like yeah. Jack Lemmon's whole fucking story is just like heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And, like, it's if you've never seen Glengarry Glen Ross, you have to watch it.
Dude. All right. This is too much love. We have to stop this immediately.
All right. So, I hate everything again.
Yay. So, so Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates Smash Burgers as much as AJ.
No, I don't. And honestly, we spent this podcast talking like a fraction of how much I hate Smash Burgers because we got went into a whole bunch of different directions.
But no, there is another.
And scene.
The world dies again. I'm a repeat offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me numbing ages. Drag me to the discharge my burn. Daniel's his drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain and under the punches that I was meant to take.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.